You're listening to
The Reynolds Hot Box.
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 The Reynolds Hot Box.
Hello, 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 guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Vanessa here with the Reynolds Media Lab, and today I am joined by the one, the only, Reese Hammond. Say hi, Reese.
Hi!
I said, say hi, Reese. Like, hi, Reese.
Hi, Reese.
Reese, welcome to the Hot Box. How's the temperature in here? Are you comfortable? Can I get you a beverage?
I'm a little hot, actually.
Oh, it's a little steamy in the Hot Box. So getting into today's podcast theme, I chose to have Reese onto this episode because she's essentially been my entire support system ever since I ended my long-term relationship with a man. You know, a big part of that, outside of the fact that, you know, she's an amazing bestie that I've known for like 10 years, is because she herself is going through the same thing. The parallels we've experienced within our healing process have opened our hearts and minds in a lot of ways. And we figured sharing these lessons might be helpful for some of you listening out there, especially the women who think they ought to stay in a relationship because they feel breaking up with their partner is an indication of their own failure or self-worth, or their ability to nurture a relationship. And this is especially for the women listening who essentially gaslight themselves into ignoring red flags because they think it's just their mind self-sabotaging them. And especially the women listening who really just want and deserve love and an equal partnership, but may have gotten a little lost while looking for it. So remind me, Reese, and the listeners, so how long were you with your ex-boyfriend, and when did you guys break up?
I was with him for 3 years, and we broke up 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And I know that it took like a couple of months to kind of make the leap to actually end the relationship, so what did you feel like was holding you back?
Definitely comfortability and the fact that we had a cat together. Love of my life, more than him. But
she's just, not kidding you guys.
Yeah, definitely just it's you get so comfortable, and I was comfortable, and we lived together and seemed like nothing could ever change. Mm-hmm. Good or bad. And you kind of get stuck with that.
And like when you kind of started getting those feelings of doubt or feeling like the relationship was coming to an end, like what was it like kind of balancing that while actively like trying to sustain the relationship?
Oh god, it's so hard because just naturally as women you just know sooner than them, and yeah. You just sit with the thoughts, and it's just something you push into the back of your mind, like, and you, because you're just like, this isn't important, like, right now, or, I don't know, it's like, you're thinking about it every day, but it's almost not important,
yeah.
Which is just funny, and that's the whole part of just, you're with this person, and you're comfortable, and you don't want to change, you don't want to change literally everything that yeah. You had created.
Yeah. And Reese and I kind of had a little bit of different terms.
yeah.
She kind of, like, outgrew her boyfriend. You know, he kind of was staying in one place and she was growing. Mm-hmm. And then my boyfriend cheated on me, so I broke up with him. But we definitely were, you know, both really committed to these men. And not just to these men, but, like, the lives we were building with mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
And kind of something that I learned only from, like, being outside of the relationship is that being in a long-term relationship and being committed to a person in so many ways like that can really make you feel like you want something that you don't. And then as soon as you're on your own again, you're like, oh, I, like, don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it was, like, you know, at 21 years old, the person I was with, like, wanted us to be talking about having kids, and, like, mm-hmm. we were getting married. Like, we were getting married.
Yeah. No, seriously, same thing. I was, like, engagement was in the next year, and I was like, oh, God, no.
Yeah. And, like, to me, I was just, like, I, like, why can't our commitment to each other be just that? Like,
it's always something more.
Yeah, it's, like, mm-hmm. why can't, like, the trust and love and energy I'm giving to you
be enough,
be the commitment to you? Why does a relationship have to be a plan for marriage or be a plan for, like, having children?
Yeah.
When a relationship in my eyes should just be an opportunity to grow and become a better person. Mm-hmm. And like the person you're in a relationship should only encourage that. And that's why it isn't always easy. It's because like you don't grow, you don't become a better person if things are easy. Yeah, so.
Definitely. You do create like unreal expectations because you just agree with them. Like you just want to follow them. And that's almost what I found. My ex was like just wanting to follow everything he wanted because for some reason he gave me everything, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like that was like the other thing we probably both like dealt with is like, in, you know, like every traditional sense of the word, like our men took care of us, like they helped us find it, or, and I say help, but it's like we split the rent, you know, but it was like my ex-boyfriend was like good in all of these other categories, so that made it so that I was like, he can't have this big of a flaw in another category, or I'm selfish and I'm not giving him enough space if I'm making this part of his personality an ultimatum for me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like there are some things in a relationship that have to be that ultimatum, that have to be that sacrifice and that take and give.
Mm-hmm. And it can't just be about them making you happy.
Yeah.
Because that's genuinely like such a, it will blur your entire like perception of what you want because you're just like, oh, I'm happy.
Yeah. And so you kind of like ignore your intuition.
Yeah. And which is what you need to listen to.
Yes. And like, you mentioned that earlier where it's like, I feel like as women, we can read the subtext of everything. Oh, and God. So we kind of like can tell when the relationship is changing, but like we can't really articulate it into words, but that doesn't mean we don't feel it.
Yeah. And it's almost like we obviously don't want to accept it right away, but it's almost like we want to just, okay, we can change that, or like we can
That. And like we have such a desire to like
fix it,
to fix and help other it. People
mother
it and sorry. Like
foreshadowing.
And now a short break for our sponsor.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are the Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Podcasts.
Client services.
Special projects.
Documentaries.
We are a production center at the Reynolds School of Journalism.
The Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Media Lab.
I think that's kind of like a good segue into like another thing I wanted to bring up to you is like domesticity, like the cult of domesticity. And if y'all haven't taken a women's studies class yet, and I do say yet because I genuinely think every single person should take one. But if you guys have not taken a women's studies class, the cult of domesticity is essentially this societal, traditional, institutionalized role that women belong in the home, in a subservient role, as a child bearer, as a caretaker. And that's kind of like the way that the working, or I guess the middle and upper class, like have built our society in America. And it's really embedded into like everything we do. And as a 21-year-old woman who I thought was like really progressive and liberal and like career aspirational, I literally found myself, you know, doing laundry and dishes and cooking for a man.
It's a problem. It happens. Like, it has, same thing, like, happened to me. You just, and it's almost like what happens when you end up, like, living. You just end up living so close to this person that you just get stuck doing it.
But, like, that's so astounding to me, specifically because, like, you and I, like, specifically you and I, like, our personalities are so much rooted in the fact that we have independence and we have confidence and we are so self-assured, but we both found ourselves in this, like, humiliating, degrading position, essentially. Yeah,
yes.
Where our worth was defined by how much we could provide in a relationship.
Yes, and it's not like either of us knew our worth at that time. And, like, getting out of it, we know it now. Or we're trying to know it, knock on wood. But it's, like, it's always got to be you.
So, like, now that we're both, I use this word very sparingly. Is that the right expression? Take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But we are on the mend, question mark. We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're picking up the pieces.
Like, now that we both kind of are healing from, like, this heartbreak and healing from, you know, kind of the sunk costs, like all the time and energy we poured into this
literally
person.
Taking their name off the lease kind of stuff,
yeah,
you know,
like
I mean?
A lot of stuff. Like a lot of stuff. Like, it's when you break up with a live-in boyfriend, it's not a breakup.
Oh,
it is like
God.
A divorce.
It is
like
a divorce.
You have shared assets. You know, there's just so much that you both were committed to.
Yeah.
But yeah, this process has been hard. But what do you always say that I love? What is it?
Oh, yes. Quote from Harry Styles is, fill up your own cup.
That's the wrong quote.
Wrong quote!
I was going to say. Wait, finish the Harry Styles.
No!
No, finish the Harry Styles quote now.
Okay. Harry Styles once said, fill up your own cup and let them fall in love with the overflow.
Yes, thank you, Harry. Okay, the other thing that Reese has told me a million times in the last couple months is that healing is not linear.
Trust the process.
Yes, that you have to trust the process. Mm-hmm. And so if there's kind of some tips that we could give to any listeners that are going through the same process, it's that, like, give yourself space and time to feel what you need to feel. And I know it can be so draining to, like, be hurt by this person and pretend like you can just detach yourself from everything and, like, you can just move on. You're like, they don't deserve any more of my time and energy, so I'm not going to give it to them. But it's, like, we're human and, like, it's just not going to work that way.
Yeah. No, seriously. And, like, you, like, the only thing, everything wouldn't happen if, like, you didn't have you. And, like, even, like, if you get stuck in something that you end up not feeling okay and, like, you have to realize, like, you have to come back and realize that you're in charge of it all. Like, as much as you don't want to accept it or not.
That there's controllables and, like, uncontrollables.
Yeah. And, like, and that, like, nothing's gonna be forever. Like, you're not gonna hurt forever. Like, you're gonna be okay. And that's the hardest thing to accept.
Yeah. I'm still experiencing a lot of loneliness. Like, a lot of anger, a lot of sadness. But, like you said, I know that those things will get better the more I work on myself and the more time I invest in myself and growing. And part of that means just letting yourself, like, be a little bitch sometimes and cry into a pillow and eat, like,
chocolate.
Yeah, literally eat, like, way more truffles than you should.
Cry about all the good times you had with them.
So if there's, like, literally anything that you guys, like, take from this podcast, it's that this pain and this devastation and, like, everything you go through that causes strife in your life only carries you to the maturity, like, the level of maturity and love that you need to be in order to be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not gonna lie and pretend like my relationship was bad. It was like, if he didn't tell me he cheated on me, we would have still been in a relationship, you know? So it's like, I can't pretend like I'm suddenly not in love with that person. And so it's like, I need to allow myself to grieve the relationship, and I also need to allow myself to have, like, hope moving forward and have something to work towards. So you guys just have something to work towards.
Exactly. Everything is temporary, and always set goals for yourself. Remind yourself where you come from.
Okay, you guys don't see this, but Reese is reading off of a Pinterest quote board. Come on, where's the motivational chops? Where's the motivational chops? But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Okay, Reese, how was the hot box?
The hot box was steamier than it's ever been before.
I mean, both of our clothes are still on, so I feel like
it
could
get hotter.
Could get a little steamier. I don't know. You guys might just have to chime in next week to see that transpire. This has been the Reynolds Hot Box. Thanks for listening.